It was Friday night. Jessica, as always, lingered at work, only not to listen to the piercing silence of her apartment. After the death of Max, her young husband, Jessica did not like to return home. A working sheet froze on the monitor screen, but Jess just tiredly looked at her and Max's wedding photo on her desk. Tears stuck in a tight lump in her throat and were ready to pour out of her eyes. How often did she have dreams of reuniting with her deceased husband? But she was too young, beautiful, and healthy. Suddenly, the table under her elbows vibrated, and she heard heavy footsteps somewhere on the other side of the office. Cleaner? But he left about an hour ago. Probably security guard is just making a detour. Jessica often stayed up late, so this did not alert her. She returned back to work on the table, and another hour passed. The guard's footsteps were no longer audible, and dead silence reigned in the building, broken only by the sound of her keyboard. Getting very tired, she looked at the clock. Oh, it's already midnight. Again, I stayed up so late. Suddenly, overwhelming fatigue swept over Jessica, and she lowered her head to the table to rest and fell into a heavy sleep. In her dream, Max came to her for the first time in all the months after the tragedy. He was very calm and looked peaceful. Jessica said, "I miss you so much, love. Why did you leave me? Why did you die so early?" "Died? What are you saying? I just left for a short while and very soon we will see each other. I promise you that." "But I was at your funeral. I remember." Max laughed. A loud, sharp knock woke Jess, and she jumped to her feet in fright. The office was windy, and her hair was very disheveled. "It's strange because I did not remove the hairpin." The cold February air was blowing to the bone, and Jess realized that she was also standing in a pitch darkness. She saw in the rays of moonlight that the window was broken. "But our office is on the 25th floor. What the hell?" "I need to leave before I catch a cold. I wonder if the guard is still here." "Hey, is there anyone here?" Without understanding why, she began to look around in fright, searching for a way out. The inner voice screamed, "Run!" She was not mistaken. The floor under her feet began to shake, and the wind turned into a real hurricane. Jessica's heart pounded and she rushed to the nearest exit. The path to the elevator seemed endless. When she finally ran into the elevator and the doors closed behind her, she still heard loud howls of the wind, going lower and lower. She felt growing despair rising in her chest. When the elevator door opened, Jessica was seized with chilling horror. There was a wall in front of her, made of soil. She froze for a second and then, in horror, began to dig the icy soil with her hands, trying to get to oxygen. Her head was spinning, and she was digging faster and faster. Until she came across something solid. A door? A tree? What is it? Oh my God! A coffin? She cleaned the soil, took a deep breath, and opened the coffin with shaking hands. Oh, what a disgusting dream. Hi everyone, hope you enjoyed the story. Don't forget to like, share, and comment if you enjoyed this video. A special thanks to my star subscribers for supporting me on Patreon. Please don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So I'll see you soon with another creepy story.